paragraph Vov. This is also why the Torah is compared to wine and milk. Because the main way that we are zoche to Torah is by refining and purifying these souls from among those places where they've been strewn about, you know, strewn into. And this is tied into wine and milk. How is milk formed? Blood is nekar, it spoils in a sense, and it turns into milk. That's a biro, that blood is refined. It becomes refined in a sense and becomes milk. This is exactly the concept of refining souls, purifying them, taking them out of the category of red and making them white, taking them out of the category of sitrachra, edoy mesov, and bringing them into the kedusha. And this is also tied into wine. Because the Gemara tells us that wine has two properties. Zocho, if a person drinks wine properly, it elevates him. Loi zocho, if the person is not zocho, he drinks wine the wrong way, it impoverishes him. And a Jew has to purify the blood inside of him so that the wine that he drinks should elevate. The concept of purifying the bloods. As the Pasuk says, don't look at wine when it's red, Shachri, and the Gemara Darshans, Shachri Soidam. The end result of wine is blood. People drink and drink and drink, and then what happens? Someone chas shalom gets shot or stabbed. Ki pegam hayayin hu al yedei bechinas pegam hadamim. Because the defectiveness of wine is tied into a defectiveness in the blood. And when a Jew is zocher to purify his blood, then the wine that he drinks elevates him. It expands his mind. He's zocher to an expanded consciousness, which means whiteness. The brain, the white matter of the brain is expanded. As the Pasuk says, the blood changes into milk. So therefore, the purification of wine, to make it a positive thing, is also a concept of changing from red to white, from blood to milk. As Rabbeinu Zal expounds on this in chapter 29, in the first half of Likutei Moran. So now, for this reason, the Torah is compared to wine and milk, which symbolize this refinement and purification of the souls, the blood being refined to milk. That's what generates Torah. The gathering up and purification of the souls, shasisi yeniim chalavi. Haynu haTorah shenim shel yain v'cholav, referring to the Torah which is compared to wine and milk, shehein bechinas beirurei hanefoshes bebechinas dam nekar v'azai nasa mehem Torah, and then it generates Torah. Don't look at wine when it's red. Haynu shepegam hayayin bebechinas dam, bebechinas kiyis adam, shachri soydam hu bechinas altera. This is telling us that when wine is defective, when wine leads to blood, altera yayin kiyis adam, when wine leads to blood, then you know what happens? Altera. You don't have the hashgacha shlema. You can't see. You're not seen. Bechinas pegam ha hashgacha. כי כשהיין נסברר בבחינה זו חונסה רויש, because when the wine is refined in the form of this concept that a person is able to drink it properly and to become elevated by it, בבחינת דם נקר ונעשה חול, of the blood turns to milk, שזו בבחינת יינו וחלובו של תוירו. כנל, this refers to the wine and milk of תוירו, אזי הוא בבחינת תויב עין. Then, it's in the category of a good eye, בחינס עיני השגוחה, שנמשוך מהדיר בחינס יין וחלב. The concept of the eyes of השגוחה that a person draws upon himself by drinking wine and milk properly, היינו על ידי התוירה, שזה בחינס עינוב, רוח הצייס בחלב, וזה בחינס תויב עין הוא יבוירך. And this is also the explanation to the פסוק where it says, the one who has a good eye, he is the one who is blessed. בחינס כויס יין של ברוכה. This also refers to who is the one that we give the kois shel brocha to, the one to lead the birchas hamazon, the one who has the toiv ayin, shetzorech sheyitein einov boi, and it's brought that he's supposed to look at the wine when he's holding it. Bechinas einei hashgocho shenimshach ma'idei yayin tov shel b'kedusha. This represents that when a person is using wine b'kedusha, he's drinking wine for birchas hamazon, for kiddush, for kedusha, that wine brings out the power of the eyes, the einei hashgocha. Bechinas admoni im yefei einayim. Like the Navi describes David HaMelech. How did he look? He was reddish with beautiful eyes. Hanemar b'David, shehu bechinas kois shel brocha. And we know David HaMelech represents the kois shel brocha. There's the famous story in the Gemara where the Gemara says when Mashiach's going to come, they're going to have a fabulous meal. They're not going to serve turkey. And they're not going to serve that grass stuff that people eat. They're going to be serving livyason. Lox. Bagels and lox. No, not bagels and lox. They're going to be serving livyason, that huge, gigantic fish. And shoyer habar, it's called. A special kind of ox, you know. And says they're going to have a delicious meal, and at the end of the meal, they're going to want a bench. And they're going to say, who gets the benching? Who leads the benching? They're going to start going down the list. Avraham Avinu, sorry, I can't do it. I have this problem in my background. I had a son, Yishmael. Yitzchak Avinu, sorry, I can't do it. I had a son, Esav. Yaakov Avinu, sorry, I can't do it. I married two sisters. Moshe Rabbeinu, going to go from one to the other until they're going to come to David HaMelech. And David HaMelech is going to say, Li no'er levorech. For me, it's appropriate that I lead the benching. So David HaMelech represents kois shel brocha. And how does the pasuk describe David HaMelech? Admoini, reddish, im yefei einayim, but beautiful eyes. His red is not the red of the sitra achra. Aval pegam hayayin, but when the wine is defective, bebchinas dam, blood, who hepech mizeh? That's the opposite. Bechinas al teira yayin ki yisadam. There's a wine that's red, that's al teira, that doesn't let you look, that blocks the hashgacha. Al teira daika. Vizehu ki yitein bakois einoi. Because the pasuk says, because the guy puts his eyes in the cup, he's always drinking, you know, he's always looking for the cup. Now, Rabbeinu Zal says, bakis ksiv. Rabbeinu Zal says, if you look in the Navi itself, it writes the word Beis Chof Yud Samach, Bakis. Bakis means in the pocket, in your wallet. Hainu Taivas Ashirus, Shub Kam Adomim, Pegam Ayayin. This refers to the Pegam of Taivas Momoin, which is associated with the Pegam of the blood, the defective wine. Ki ikar habirur hu mitoch tavis mamon kanal, because we learned earlier that the main refinement, the main concept of being able to draw out sparks of kedusha from a place that they don't belong, is from money. Ki tavis mamon ubechinas dam nidus, because the wrong kind of desire for money is like the blood of anida. Bechinas uzahavam lenida. There's a pasuk that says uzahavam their gold lenida, comparing their wealth to nida. כמו שכוס רבן זל, אז רבן זל writes, וזהו כי תן בקויס אינוי, בקיס כסיב, כי אם בחינה אחס. We see that these two kois, the kois yayin, and the kiss, the money, the wallet of money, are the same. שיידי טייבס מומוין שברינס, פגם אדומים, איידי זה נפגם היין כנל. When there's טייבס מומוין, which means a pagam in the blood. Domim means blood. Domim also means money. Then the wine is nifgam. Vaydezeh nifgam hoinayim. And then the eyes are nifgam. Bechinas pagam hashkocha. The hashkocha becomes defective. Vezehu bechinas nosan einav b'momoin. And this is why the pasuk says he placed his eyes on money. He got involved over his head with money. Shebaad hamomoin noisein einav. For the sake of money, a person is prepared to give up his eyes. Chas v'shalom. No sanenav. That's the wording in the pasuk. No sanenav b'momoy. Dahinu shepoyim boinayim. This means that the person messes up with the eyes. Bechinas eini hashgacha aydei tavis momoy kanal. Ki hashgacha nimsheches aydei shviras tavis momoy. Paragraph Zayin. V'zeh shesoifrim shiva shavuos. And this is why we count 7 weeks. K'dei lizke l'shavuos. In order to be zeichet to the holiday of Shavuos, l'kabelas ha-Torah shal yodo nimsheches hashgacha. In order to receive the Torah through which we take Hashem's hashgacha upon, we draw the hashgacha of Hashem upon us. Shehi b'chinas shiva gildei eino. This corresponds to 7 membranes of the eye. There's a term shiva gildei eino that's mentioned in the Torah. Shehim b'chinas zayin yomim, corresponding to the 7 days. Sheva midos, the 7 spheroids, kemuva, as is brought. V'ze b'chinas zayin roshim shel beiz hashin, and shin shel gimel rosh hashin shadal roshim. And this is also tied in to the 7 heads of the 2 shins of the tefillin. Remember we spoke about that? The 2 shins? 1 of 3, 1 of 4, Shehem Shnei Sichlios Shal Yodo Mekabel HaTorah. This represents the 2 types of Sechel that a person needs for Kabbalah HaTorah. 1 type of Sechel that's used for gathering up the Nefoshos. The 2nd type of Sechel is used for going up with them and being able to bring down Torah from there. As Rabbeinu Zal writes over there, Ukeneged zeh soifrim sheva shavuos, corresponding to that we count these 7 weeks, Shehim achonot kabbalas haTorah, which are a preparation for receiving the Torah, V'yalkein tzorich l'mimni yoimi v'tzorich l'mimni shvui. And this is why the Gemara says it's not enough just to count days. You have to count days and you have to count weeks. Shehim b'chinas shiva yomim v'shiva yomim. A concept of twice, in a sense. 7 days and 7 days. Dahinu shiva yomim hatachtoinim, v'shiva yomim huel yoinim, shem b'china sheva shavuos, kemuva b'zoyer. This refers to 7 lower days, in a sense, and then 7 upper days, where each day is a week, like, in a sense. As the Zohar HaKadosh says. This is tied into the 2 kinds of seichel, shem tikkun de merkavta ilo merkavta tato, which are the tikkun for the upper merkav and lower merkav, shem b'chinas shiva yomim v'shiva yomim kanal, which relates to these 2 counts, the 7 days and the 7 weeks. Ki kol seichel v'chol merkava klula mebchinas shiva yomim v'shiva midos kedua, because we know each facet of seichel and each facet of the merkav of Hashem is composed of 7, in a sense, from sheva yomim and sheva midos. Umach mashet zrichen lekabla toira deishnei sechlius hanal shem sechla dem sechla tachtoim al kein soifrim yomim ushvur shebchina sheva yomim sheva yomim b'china shnei sechlius. And because of the fact that we have to receive the Torah through these 2 kinds of sechel, that's why we need 2 kinds of counting, days and weeks. And then we're zoicha to receive the Torah on Shavuos. V'zehu shiva shavuos tispor loch mehochel chermesh bakoma tochel ispor shiva shavuos. Ki hasfiro hu likut ubirur hanitzutza isvanafoshes kanal. Because as we said before, the act of counting the Oymer symbolizes gathering up and refining those sparks of Kedusha and those souls. V'zehu mehochel chermesh bakoma. That when do you start counting from? From when the stalks of grain start coming up, when they're ready to be harvested, me'es hascholas hakotzir. From when you begin the harvest, ki ha'omer matir hakotzir, because the omer makes permissible the new harvest. Ki ktsir hatvua min asodois ubechinas likutei ubiru nefoshes kiyadua, because it's brought that when you harvest all the grains from the field, that's also you're gathering in souls, because there are souls that are found in those plants, in those grains, in those stalks. Now you could understand why you're not allowed to harvest the new tefuah before the Omer. Ki osur lekatzram lifnei zmanam, because you're not allowed to harvest them before the time. Uzmanam hu meisakrovas Omer sarim daika. And when is the time? After you've brought the korban Omer from barley. Ki oz nichna sitrachra, because then you were zeicha to subdue the sitrachra. Voz yesh koyach levar nefoshois. And then you have the ability to refine, you know, the different souls. Bebechinas orisimor misami. Shehu bechinas ha'omer, bechinas sfira hanal. V'alkein azai daiko yecholon liktzor hatvua minasolos. And that's why it's after you've brought the omer, that's when you're allowed to harvest the grain from the fields. Dahainu lalakit nefoshes kanal. V'zeo mehochel chermish bakomo tochel ispor. Dahainu. From when we start cutting the tvua, gathering in those souls, oz maschilan lispar. That's when we start counting. Shugamkin bechinas likut hanefoshes. Counting is also a concept of gathering up those things that are scattered. Lahavim alakapsam and apizur tachas asfira. To take them from the category of being scattered all over the place and to bring them under the count. Vizehu viosiso chag shavuos. Shemize nasa shavuos, tainu kabbalos ha-toyro, shemekapel maidei likutan afoshes kanal. This is what gives us the holiday of Shavuos. It's this ingathering of the souls. And these souls being elevated, that's what helps us bring down the Torah. Vizehu, and this is what the Pasuk says, viosiso chag shavuos Lashem. You will celebrate this holiday of Shavuos for Hashem. Misas nidvas yodcho asher titein. That's associated with your generous donation contribution that you're going to give. Haynu b'chinas tzedaka ruach nedivo. Shaydeze nishbar tayves mamoin vaydeze zoichen lechag shavuos haynu kabbalos ha-Torah. This refers to what we spoke about in the beginning, giving tzedaka, which means showing a generous heart, ruach nedivo, through which a person is zoiche to get rid of the tayves mamoin, the wrong kind of attitude towards money. And that's how we zocher chag haShavuos, which is Kabbalas haTorah. Paragraph Ches. V'zeh shekoyrin Rus b'Shavuos. Now you'll understand also why we read Megillas Rus on Shavuos. Shehu hizgalus malchus Moshiach. The book of Rus, at the end of the book of Rus, is where we start talking about this one gave birth to this one, to this one, which gave birth to Yishai, who gave birth to David, who will give birth to Moshiach. Ki kabbalas haTorah kanal hu alidei hizgalus malchus Moshiach. Because Rabbeinu Zal explains in the chapter on the Likutei Moran Yud Gimel that this halach is based on that in order that how are we zecher to receive the Torah through hizgalus Moshiach, hizgalus of the malchus of Moshiach. By breaking the Taivas Mamoin, that's how we're zeicha to reveal the concept of Moshiach, and we're zeicha to Kabbalas HaTorah. V'alkein b'Shavuos, she'zeicha l'Kabbalas HaTorah yidei Shviras Taivas Mamoin, and that's why on Shavuos, when we're zeicha to receive the Torah, because we were zeicha to break Taivas Mamoin through the Omer Soyrim and the 49-day count, all of that, Alkein oz bechinas hizgalus Moshiach. That's a time of hizgalus Moshiach. V'alkein koirin Rus kanal. That's why we read Rus. V'alkein David meis batzeres. And this is also why the Torah tells us Dovra Melech passed away on Shavuos, which came out on Shabbos that year. Ki atzeres hu bechinas malchus Moshiach. Because Shavuos is a concept of malchus Moshiach. We mentioned earlier that the word atzeres meant gathering, to gather in. Atzeres u'b'chinas malchus Moshiach. V'alkein oz hu yoyim hilula delei. And that's why Shavuos is the yard site of Dovid HaMelech and the Baal Shem Tov HaKodesh, who comes from Dovid HaMelech. V'zeh bi'atzmo u'b'chinas hizgalus Moshiach. And this is the concept of the revelation of Moshiach. Because the Pasuk says, ki v'zorach HaShemesh u'bo HaShemesh. The sun will shine and the sun will set. Ad shelo yishoko, the Gemara says, before the sun had a chance to set from A, Hashem had already lined up B, the next tzaddik. V'yal kein, b'shavuos, she'oz nestalik David, and therefore Shavuos, which is when David HaMelech passed away, what happens when one son goes down? The other son, S-U-N or S-O-N, is born. Ha'azai tekef noilad v'nizgala Moshiach she'ova b'mehir v'yameinu amein. That's when the spirit of Moshiach is born, which we hope will come very, very soon.